the wonderful aspect of what we call practice is that it is no special thing, nothing special. It's being this ordinary everyday life right here as we are, as our life is. And we often discover that we're not here. Okay. By not here, I mean we're in some sort of pretense, some sort of pretending that we treat as natural rather than being as is, some sort of self-centeredness story, something we know, think we know, believe we ought to know. Several weeks ago I mentioned Nanchuan saying, Buddhas of all times do not know it exists. Buddhas do not know. This is beginner's mind. This is who we always are. Always are this. If we say what practice is being without pretense, but in accord with the circumstances as this moment arises, as this form manifests the emptiness of this moment, as this form that's exactly emptiness, this emptiness exactly form as is. Or to notice the pretenses that we pretend. We pretend we are this way, he is that way, she is that way. The pretenses of I'm better, I'm worse. The dreams, and that's one important aspect of our practice. To be willing to notice the pretenses that we grab on to, the, you can call it all sorts of things, self-centeredness. You could call it bodily reactions that you feel are true. That's a pretense, but it's a pretense that such a self-centered dream, it's a, such a strong habit that when it arises, we entangle in it. That's why we have to be reminded that practice is experiencing thought, experiencing emotion, experiencing body. Experiencing means it can arise and it can pass. If we only breathe in and never breathe out, that's how we die. If we only hold on to our thoughts and entangle in them, that's how we harm and create suffering for ourselves and others. Instead of forgetting self, we entangle and build the pretense and then defend the pretense against events and circumstances which are the reality of the moment but don't fit the pretense. That's why when we speak of practice as being present as self, studying self, is to allow to be forgetting self, to forget the self-centeredness. Forget it. You don't have to push it away. Simply noticing it is forgetting self. Then myriad circumstances, dharma, this moment awakens us. We can be awakened by the myriad dharmas right here, right now, just simply. Then this forgetting self, this being awakened, goes on endlessly, as Dogen says. Forgetting isn't some big thing. It's noticing and ceasing to hold to this concocted self, to this pretense. And then naturally we're without pretense. We naturally take care of the circumstances of this moment. Then we don't know it exists. We are this moment. And if you need to, fake it. You could think, well, I really am special. Then fake being nothing special. Fake just letting go of it for a moment. And then you find you're holding it again. Good. And fake letting go of it, if that's what your practice has to be. So that you don't act it out. And in a sense, you'll notice all the more the self-entanglement, the self-centeredness that gets in the way, the caught in dreams. Practice has nothing to do with any of the words that I'm saying or that you're saying or that you read. It's the opportunity to be this life that you are. Not to have to argue this or that, but to live the treasure that this moment manifests. That's being without pretense. That's being in accord with circumstance. See, that's, then the beginner's mind naturally responds. The universe keeps waking us up, keeps offering us opportunities. The sound of the bird singing, or the furnace going on, or the stoplight that you stop at. This step, this ground, as it feels right here, this breath, it's nothing special, and yet it's extraordinary. It's the form of the universe manifesting right here, the emptiness of all conditions. So, when Nanchuan tells Joshu of what happened with the monks arguing this and that, Joshu, without pretense, puts on his sandals and walks out. Puts them on his head, walks out. No big deal. No need to figure out what that means. That's being without pretense. Responding freely. Then form is empty. Then emptiness manifests as this form moment. That's the Buddhas in all directions don't know it exists, if we translate it in that word. Of course, translating adds words one way or another, especially in a language where we get stuck in object, subject, verb. Sure, object, subject, verb are good. And yet, as long as we don't entangle in them, then nothing special is exactly this life that we manifest. The whole universe is our manifesting, our speaking, our listening, our breathing in, our taking this step. Thank you. You're welcome. Being just this moment. That's our compassionate opportunity. Or noticing and experiencing, caught in self-centeredness. Okay. The experiencing opportunity is the opportunity for the universe to manifest this moment. Thank you.